Hey there, Tippendales. It is Wednesday, July 10th, 2024, and this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. I'm Ned, that's Ariel, and today's tip is following a bit of a theme that we've had in the last couple months from Ariel, and I'm excited for this one because, frankly, it's one I've been thinking about.
Let me reveal that theme. Tippendales, you may not know this, but when we started this show, I had a lot of trouble coming up with tips. I was like, I don't live an aspirational life. And I just started choosing those things as part of my daily tips. Some of them are like directly from my life. This is one of them. This is one that I just have been doing lately. This tip is that you should, if you are somebody who likes to bike around the city, and a few weeks ago we did a tip on getting a city bike membership if you live in New York City and you like to bike around, I carry a helmet around just in case I come across the need to bike and there's a bike in front of me and I don't really want to ride without a helmet. My mom is a very serious bike rider and she has instilled in me, thank you Rachel, that you must wear a helmet when you bike. So I carry a helmet around and I encourage you to do the same thing if you care about your head and you are somebody who likes to bike around.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself getting annoyed by the swinging of the helmet on your bag or backpack?
No, because I kind of, if it's on my backpack, I feel like my arm kind of makes it so that it's not too swingy. And honestly, any sort of annoyance is
worth not getting your head broken.
Yes,
for.
And people are like, oh wow, she's a biker in their heads. And I like that.
Yeah, that's true. You do get that little assumption that's correct,
yeah.
But only kind of.
Only kind
in some
of.
Ways.
I'm not like a yeah. real biker. I'm an electric city biker.
You're a city biker. As someone put it to me the other day about the Lime bikes here in London, it's got that sweet, sweet juice boost.
That's good. And yeah, Tippendales, you know I'm going to try a transition here. If you've got that juice boost, let us know in the comments. And we'll be back tomorrow with another tip that may or may not help you.
Bye.
Juice boost.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.